We should talk about primaries. So there were a bunch of votes yesterday. The big headline was Graham Plattner. We knew he was going to win. A lot of people were watching to see by how much he would win and to see whether people would, whether Democrats who were displeased by the revelations about his private life, his allegedly, I would say, yes, Nazi tattoo, and this other stuff came out of whether people would vote for someone who had already dropped out of the race as a protest vote, the way I voted for John Edwards as a protest vote in back in 2008, even though he'd already dropped out. That didn't happen. Plattner got three quarters of the main Democratic primary vote. So now you're seeing the DNC and other party bigwigs circling the wagons around him, like, okay, he's our guy. Let's talk about that first. So Graham, I kind of thought this would happen. My takeaway here is that Mainers are in this, the Republicans say and do whatever the fuck they want. Look at Donald Trump. We are not going to play the same game of being holier than thou. We're not going to do what we did to who was the what was Al Franken. We're not going to drum out someone who's a talented politician and give up this possible win against Susan Collins. We're gonna go with Plattner, even though we don't think he's perfect. I know, I get it. I'm of two minds about this. On the other hand, I mean, I think what happened, I think the Al Franken thing was extreme because I don't really think he did much. But on the other hand, if you don't hold your own side to the same standards that you hold the other side, then you don't have those standards, and there are no standards. It's just a race to the bottom. On the other hand, you don't want to let, you don't want to miss a chance to take back power. It's a fix, but integrity would have kind of demanded, if you care about Nazi tattoos and beating up your girlfriends, then you shouldn't vote for him. Allegedly, allegedly beating up your girlfriends.
Feel grizzly. I guess I agree with you. I mean, it's hard to really say anything about it. I assumed he would win just because, what's the alternative to just lose, if that makes sense? And if they were putting him up against a Republican, I would wager their point of view is we'll keep the monsters at bay, even if we need to use, quote unquote, a monster to keep the monsters at bay. Now, again, I'm not saying the guy's a monster, nor am I saying he beat his wife. Obviously, this is, quote, alleged, unquote. I agree with you. If Democrats were this moral party that cared about people's well-being and stuff like that, I totally agree with you. At that point, integrity matters because you're already in a party with integrity. That's not what we are, right? Like I know Democrats cannot act as if this guy is somehow a monster and they're just standing by virtuous. I don't
No.
buy that premise.
No, it's I mean it's look, it's just team politics, right? Which I hate. You're just voting for your side no matter what. And there is no end to this. I mean, if more stuff comes out about him, and that's entirely possible. If he turns out he went to a Klan meeting, they're still gonna fucking vote, down at the Clavering. He was always there. I mean, he's still gonna. I mean, apparently he said all sorts of foul, racist shit on Reddit. I mean, look, who hasn't left a paper trail? But if I ran for office, I'm sure you'd find all sorts of shit about me, but you wouldn't find anything like that. So it's like I used to say about Mel Gibson. Yeah, well, he was running off at the mouth with anti-Semitic bullshit. It's like because he was only because he was drunk. Yeah. But if you pulled me over in a DUI and I was really drunk, that stuff's not coming out because other stuff's coming out, not that. So, I don't know. I mean, I hate team politics. There's nothing we can do about it because once it starts, that's it. You're off to, it's just like the Constantinople with the teams, the two chariot teams, and it starts out as just fandom, and then it became the politics of Constantinople and Byzantium, and it literally determines everything. And there's, once that genie comes out of the bottle, that's it.
Yeah, but like I say, it's one thing if, look, it's like the Republicans, by the way, had somebody, what, Santos. Santos was the same way, right? He was a captive vote because for the most part he was corrupt as all hell and he even got the seat. And yet he kept his head down. Just let him do its thing for as long as he's going to do its
Yeah, they
thing.
needed him.
Yeah, they hated him, but they still used him for votes.
They
That's
needed him. They
the point, right?
needed
He was still a vote. You could hate his guts. He could be toxic. And yet, when he goes and makes his vote, the fact that he was toxic doesn't show up in the vote. We used to say that about chess, right? Like, if you win, we're playing a game, and I win on time, but I win because I have one pawn and my king is running around the board for like 10 seconds. And it's like, yeah, man, I should have won that game. Dude, it only shows up in the record books as a win or a loss. The fact that my king was, the indignity of running him around the board trying to escape doesn't factor into the win. Same thing
Right.
is true with this, right? If he wins, the fact that he beat his wife, the fact that he might have gone to clan meetings, the fact that he has swastikas or whatever the hell on his body, it's not going to matter from the context of the vote that he makes. That sucks.
I mean, seriously, you can roll Democrat style and be like, big fucking deal. The Secretary of Defense or War, whatever the fuck he is, has like white nationalist tattoos all over his fucking body, right?
Yes.
And is dumb as a stone,
Yes.
and so it's kind of like that's the thing. Trump, I don't have to, been balls deep in a porn, inside a porn star at his wife's house, right? Not cool. And then paid her to shut the fuck up. Guess he didn't pay her enough.
Didn't care enough.
No,
Yeah,
so.
you're supposed to be cheap on the porn star when you're trying to get her to shut up. Yeah, paid her.
Right, yeah, but porn ladies need to get paid, and plus, she
They
was an
need to get paid.
activist porn star, right? She was like a, she was basically like the porn union head, kind of. She's
And
actually a
very
really,
well.
she's actually a very impressive person.
Think so.
Oh, I mean, she's smarter than Pete Hegseth, that's for sure. Yeah,
But that's not really hard to do.
no,
Right? That's
I'm
not really that much.
just saying, like, I would feel like we were in better hands with her as president. Let me put it that way.
I would feel like we were better hands with a ham sandwich as president.
Yeah, probably.
If I'm being honest.
Sandwich is useful.
President ham sandwich is fantastic.
Yeah, true, true. Could totally make that happen. All right. Well, yeah, I'm not going to read an ad. It's like they're not offering enough money. Just like Stormy, I need more money for that to do that ad. All right. Okay. Next, in the primary, in the primaries, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Yvette in South Carolina barely squeaked through despite having been endorsed by Trump. And she will go on in a runoff. She was not able to get to 50%. So there's going to be a runoff June 23rd against Attorney General Alan Wilson in South Carolina. And Nancy Mace got destroyed. She came in
Did
fifth
she?
in South Carolina.
Did
So
she?
her political career seems to be dead. Although, who
Nancy
knows?
Mace
Joe Biden came in fourth in New Hampshire in the 2020 primary. So, who
I
knows?
do remember that. Nancy Mace, is that the one? Not, she's not the one that gave the hand job at the theater, is she?
No, that's Lauren Boebert.
That's Lauren Boebert. Okay, Boebert. Boebert, right.
I like her style.
Nancy Mace, I know what it was. They put out videos of her or something for Nancy Mace. It was some kind of like sex scandal or something that they were going after her, but it wasn't her fault. It was used against her or something. I'm not talking about the primary. I'm just saying I know who Nancy Mace is. It was something that went on with Nancy Mace. I'm wondering if it had anything to do with the primary, or was there something else going on with the primary that just she just
Well,
got lucky.
I think the real takeaway here is just that like Trump's endorsement may be losing a little bit of a little
It's
bit of
steam.
oomph inside the GOP. Yeah. Also in South Carolina, sorry, in California, this is the big results, right? California, the people like Elon Musk and other right wingers have been complaining about the slow vote count in California. But now we have a count. We have the results. Steve Hilton, former Fox host, goes on to the general election alongside former Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. So there will be both a Democrat and a Republican on the ballot this fall, which I like. I don't like the fact that it's possible for one party to be shut out completely due to the ranked choice voting system they have there that's got no party involved. I mean, but
I'm not curious about it.
I mean, Hilton's not going to win. Three out of four California voters are registered Democrats. The state party is basically a chimera, right? It just doesn't exist. But still, I do think that if you're going to have a party system, each party ought to have ballot access. And it would be weird if that hadn't happened, I think.
Well, nobody locked them out of the election. I mean, meaning it's not a single party system in this
No,
case.
no. What
I mean,
happens is that everybody runs, right? So let's say it's like, we're all running for governor. So it's me, it's you, it's Robbie, it's Clovis. And the problem is that, like, let's say that you and me as the resident lefties and Robbie and Clovis as the resident right wingers, they like basically there's a way in which they can get proportions of the vote that, even though they are from a minority party, they can end up knocking one of us or both of us off the ballot, right?
sure.
Because if you just have like 100 candidates, right, where people are like, basically it's like being nibbled to death by ducks, where it's like
I know, but they still ran. I guess is my
0.2%
point.
of your
It wasn't.
support, 0.7, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't a situation where they weren't allowed to run. I guess that's my point.
So they
Like
can run,
the issues got
anyone
whittled down.
can run, but not in the general. In general, only the top two vote getters win and get to run.
But what's the difference between, I mean, but they still got the run. Like meaning they ran and were whittled down to the last two.
Yeah, the two top. Well, it's a
Two
plurality.
top candidates, right, where the public chose in this case. I guess I don't take issue with it ended up with two Democrats or two Republicans or
No,
two of
it ended
whatever.
up being one of each, which is good. I mean, my concern is this, right? So let's just say generic Democrat, and there's a shit ton of Democrats on the ballot, right? So that vote gets split literally 100 different ways. Everybody gets one dude gets 8% of the vote. The other ones each get 1% of the vote, or zero, or right, or less than 1% of the vote. And then on the Republican side, let's just say there's only two Republicans who run, and one, would have not they wouldn't have done so well if they'd had 100 Republicans, but there's fewer of them, so they don't split the vote as much. And so you can have a scenario where you have two Republicans on the ballot in a state where three out of four voters are Democrats. That's absurd.
Those Democrats shouldn't be greedy. Meaning they shouldn't be that power hungry where you're running 100 people in a Democratic Party versus whatever
They're
the
not,
two or three Republicans.
you can't, the party can't do anything to stop them. Like, anyone can run.
True, anybody can run, but it should also be obvious to the people that they're going to split their votes X number of ways. Like meaning I understood this if Bush when Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot were running, all three were in different parties. None of them had the same, like meaning they had different priorities. So Bush may feel some kind of way about Ross Perot, but Ross Perot is not a Republican. So Ross Perot could tell Bush to F off, I'm trying to win this thing, sucks for you. That's a little different. Like that, let's say 10 Democrats running
I'm
in the
really
race.
sorry. I just realized I've been like we've been talking, and I haven't been watching the clock. We're over time here.
Oh, we're 2-1. I'm sorry.
So yeah, we'll see you at 12 noon Eastern time for the Q&A show right here on YouTube and Rumble. Keep it here. TMI show coming up right now. Bye all.